plenty to discuss on this week's show, including the latest on the Social Security go broke date. Hint, it's almost good news. We'll hear from Stanley Druckenmiller, who has strong feelings about our economy, and we'll also talk about a new Gallup poll on what Americans' biggest financial fears are for this year. That and more on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts are Prashant Savapathy and Mike Hartzell. You can find them both at Elite Income Advisors, and both are independent fiduciaries. It's all about getting you ready for your retirement. They're headquartered in Ellicott City, but also an office in Annapolis. And it's always about being prepared for what is going to be your end game, your retirement. We'll talk the talk, but we also give you an opportunity to grab an appointment with Elite Income Advisors during the course of this show. And the appointments we release today are complimentary. That means you leave the checkbook at home. So, gentlemen, first and foremost, how was your week?
It was really good. You know, busy around the office. Mike and I love visiting with the radio audience, and we've had some people come in off the podcast recently, which is really cool. And the cool thing that I saw, Mike, is we had some people come in from out of state too, right? So we had some meetings from Northern Virginia. Lately, we've had some appointments with some referrals and some other people from North Carolina. So it's actually been really cool and busy around the office. It's always buzzing around here, which is the good thing.
Yeah, I think you're more popular because anytime I meet with somebody from radio, I go, oh, were you listening to Prashant, listening to me, both of us? And I don't know what it is, but they always go, Prashant. So I guess I got to step up my game or be more memorable on these shows.
Well, just, you know, having been in the media business for a number of years, the uniqueness of Prashant's name is going to resonate with listeners. So if you say Prashant Savapathy, they are going to immediately say yes.
I think I'm the only one.
I've never met another Prashant.
It's not like William. It's not like Mike. You know, it's Prashant Savapathy. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We go back and forth on so many different retirement topics. But the one thing you need to learn, or you should learn from this show, is just the importance of having a customized retirement plan, because everybody's situation is unique to them. It would be unique to you, or if you're retiring as a couple, unique to that couple. So we get into these discussions. And let's start with this. Billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller, he points fingers at the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Fed Chair Jerome Powell for bad fiscal and monetary policy. The investor Druckenmiller came down really hard on the Fed Reserve regarding the financial recklessness. This was in a sit-down on Squawk Box on CNBC, and Druckenmiller even named names as to who he felt was culpable, citing the inability to practice fiscal discipline combined with lackluster monetary policies. Let's hear from him.
Bidenomics, if I was a professor, I'd give them an F. Basically, they misdiagnosed COVID and thought we were going into a depression. The Fed did too. I worried about it too in early days. The Fed eventually pivoted, better late than never. Treasury is still acting like we're in a depression.
So, Mike, I'll throw this one to you first. I mean, just your thoughts on Druckenmiller's opening statement there.
Yeah, I think what you have to look at is when you look at how the economy performed during COVID, before the pandemic hit, the fundamentals of the economy were sound. It wasn't like 2008 where we had all these subprime mortgages and it was a ticking time bomb as far as those go. So, yes, they needed to pump money into the economy because they shut the businesses down. So people had to survive. They had to be able to pay their bills. We didn't want mass closures of businesses. But what hasn't happened is they haven't stopped pumping the money in. So I actually read a study recently that said 40% of all money in circulation right now has been printed over the last 4 years. So if you think about that, that is a huge influx of money. And when that happens, you're going to have inflation. And the amount of inflation that we've seen recently over the last couple of years has really impacted people's pocketbooks. And that's why whenever we're sitting down and meeting with clients, one of the things that we always build in to the retirement income plan for life is you have to take account for inflation. Because if you haven't done that the last couple of years, your purchasing power, your quality of life has gone significantly down. So when you look at the Bidenomics of it, right, they had to make sure that they saved the businesses, but they did pump a lot of extra money into the economy, and we're seeing that through inflation right now.
We talk about fiscal discipline, right? You ever seen this thing called the U.S. debt clock? You can go to usdebtclock.org. It's actually fascinating. And some of the numbers you look at are just like, it almost feels like it's funny money, right? It feels like it's fake having $34.7 trillion of national debt. But with that being said, think about if you just took a bunch of the zeros off of this, right? If you had a household that was spending $66,500 a year, but only bringing in $48,000 a year of household income, would you say that that household is being fiscally responsible or irresponsible? I think we're all going to be in agreement that that's an irresponsible way to operate your financial household. But this is what the federal government is doing. And this goes way back to predating just Bidenomics. Like, yes, I do not agree with the Bidenomics kind of policy, but government as a whole has failed us, okay? With the spending that they've done, Republicans and Democrats are guilty of it. And in the last two decades plus, this problem has spiraled so far out of control. And what it eventually leads to is probably likely tax increases for the future.
We are jumping off on, again, Stanley Druckenmiller, billionaire investor, his recent comments on CNBC's Squawk Box. He shared his additional thoughts as to another time in history where financial policies remained unchecked, unbalanced, and what it led up to. Here are his comments on that.
It's interesting because I've studied the Great Depression, and you had a private sector crippled with debt, with basically no new ideas. So interventionist policies were called for and were effective. The private sector could not be more different today than it was in the Great Depression. Their balance sheets are fine, they're healthy, and have you ever seen more innovative ideas that the private sector could take advantage of now? You've got blockchain, you've got AI, you've got the whole thing. All government needed to do was get out of their way and let them innovate.
All right, Prashant, jump in on that. He's just saying get out of the way. Agree?
Totally agree. I mean, isn't that what America was built on? Isn't it a capitalist society where you're incentivized to bring really good ideas and exchange those ideas for capital and for profit? Like, that's what incentivizes America to move forward in a really meaningful way. And the more that we tax small businesses, because a lot of our clients are small business owners, and this thought of, like, I don't know, Mike, if you caught this on the proposed capital gains tax increases that President Biden was floating out there. I mean, this is some scary stuff we're talking about. When you're talking about taxing unrealized appreciation on your small business, small businesses are the backbone of America. I mean, we operate a small business here and it's growing every year, but I would hate to think what that would do to our team if we had to go lay people off because of an unrealized capital gains tax on a business that we haven't sold to anybody yet, right? It is really a scary thing. So I think that we have to get out of the way when it comes to regulating small businesses, because ultimately more innovation is going to lead to a healthier economy as a whole. That being said, taxes, debt, you know, federal spending, legislative risk, all huge concerns for retirees. There's going to be some sort of a trickle-down effect when it comes to taxes. If you've never considered those things as a part of your retirement plan, pick up the phone, give us a call, 800-653-8404. After the break, we can talk a little bit more about what that first visit looks like, but it is a complimentary visit to review your retirement situation with our team at Elite Income Advisors.
All right, that phone number one more time, 800-653-8404. We'll talk about it when we get back from the break. Stay tuned.
We are back on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell of Elite Income Advisors. They're both independent fiduciaries. And folks, it's always about being prepared for retirement, planning, getting ahead of it, being proactive as opposed to reactive. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, we have these topics. We have these discussions. We have these back and forths. And you're going to have questions about your own situation. So, Prashant, we have these spots on your calendar. Kind of walk us through. We give these spots out. They are complimentary, but tell us how these things are going to go if they're fortunate enough to grab one.
Yeah, it's just a conversation that is no pressure, no cost. So when you come in to visit, you come in and we're going to talk about your situation. We're going to start to put together a real plan for you. So that's going to include things like helping you optimize Social Security, understanding what your lifetime income is projected to look like, understanding the threat of how increasing taxes could erode your retirement income and cause you to dip into your retirement savings at an abnormally high rate. So we're going to talk about all these things, and through that process and understanding what's important to you, we're going to put together that Retire Smart roadmap. Now, Mike, like if you were to talk to the audience a little bit about who is best suited to come in to visit with us, what does our average radio listener look like when they come in, and like give the audience a sense of maybe the top three concerns that our radio audience faces when they come in to visit. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, Prashant, it's pretty common themes right now, and it really has to do a lot with what's going on in the economy right now. And we look at it, people are scared to death of inflation right now. It has really hit their pocketbooks hard. It's hit their wallets hard, and they want to make sure that they're prepared for retirement, that they don't outlive their money. And so inflation is a big concern of everybody. Taxes are another big concern. We hear that a lot right now, and I'm sure you have too, Prashant, when you're meeting with our radio listeners. And it's because there's so much uncertainty around where tax rates are going to be. Right now, we're living under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and that's going to expire at the end of 2025. And it's written into law that we're going back to the old tax rates. So people could see significant raises in their effective tax rates, and people are very scared about that. So it's how do we prepare if that happens, and how do we make sure that we're doing some tax planning? The last one that we really see a lot is just risk. There's a lot of uncertainty in the market right now due to a number of reasons, from inflation to geopolitical to taxes. So people really don't understand how much risk they're taking in the portfolio, and they really want to look at what is the downside. Really, what am I susceptible to losing if we have another 2022, if we have another 2008? So the biggest three things that I'm seeing right now meeting with our radio listeners are risk in the portfolio. Should it be rebalanced? How do I avoid taxes? And then what do I do about inflation right now?
Easy to grab one of those complimentary appointments. Call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. If you have any questions about where you currently are in your planning process, maybe you're sitting on that portfolio, haven't really thought about the planning aspect, you'd be a perfect candidate. Or if you're in the middle of something and you're a little bit frustrated, maybe you're not being communicated with and you just have questions, get a second opinion. 800-653-8404. Again, Elite Income Advisors will put together that Retire Smart roadmap for you. And again, you can just ask questions, get to know the team, and possibly move forward. So, all right, so let's get into this. The anticipated depletion dates for Medicare and Social Security funds have been extended thanks to an improving economy, and revealed in the latest annual report from the Social Security and Medicare trustees. It was released in early May. According to this report, the Social Security Trust Fund will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035. So that is a full year longer than we have been reporting as of late at 2034. So an extra year there. And then Medicare, facing the same dilemma, the go broke date has been pushed back an additional 5 years to 2036. So, gentlemen, what can we do to prepare for what seems like it's going to be inevitable that we're going to see a depletion here? It's going to be a change. There's going to be some form or fashion of both, but it is going to change.
Yeah. So let's start with the worst case scenario, and this is when Prashant and I meet with people. We always go, "What is the worst case scenario that can happen?" Because if we can plan for that, if anything better happens, it just means that your outcome is going to be better. So I ask this question every time I'm giving talks on Social Security. And matter of fact, I'm giving one tonight. And I ask the audience, I say, who here is actually concerned about Social Security and going broke? And inevitably, 100% of the hands in the audience go up at that particular point. So there is some good news, and that is, yes, it got extended out. But if you want to go to the most draconian possibility there could be, is Social Security is funded at 77% after that. So if you want to say, okay, what is the worst case scenario? Everybody can just lower their expected Social Security benefit by 23% at that point. And I'm not saying you necessarily need that plan for that. But if you want to say, all right, I'm absolutely planning for the absolute worst case scenario, you can do that. But Prashant and I also talk a lot about some things that they're doing to help boost Social Security. One is the wage base that you pay into Social Security has gone up significantly over the last couple of years, more than $30,000 since 2019. So that's a big increase there. They're also changing the full retirement age. It used to be 65. If you're born after 1960, it's now 67. I'll be 43 this summer. I fully expect that my full retirement age will be 68, 69, 70 at some point. Prashant's might be 85 because he's younger than me. You never know. But they are working on doing things to make sure that Social Security stays solvent. And there's reasons for that. People are living longer. The average life expectancy was 61 male, 64 female when Social Security was first started. So now average life expectancy is well into people's 80s at this point. So they got to make some changes to it. I'm not as bearish on it going broke as most people because I do think that they're working together to fix it.
Well, and we're in a political cycle, too. So Social Security is always going to be in the headlines, a discussion point. Jumping into the top financial concerns perceived by Americans, and it's all eyes on the Fed. And we're going to continue to watch inflation numbers, job numbers, overall state of the economy. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell weighed in this week on employment and inflation.
I'm not dealing really in likelihoods. I think there are paths that the economy can take that would involve cuts, and their paths that wouldn't. And I don't have great confidence in which of those paths. I think my personal forecast is that we will begin to see further progress on inflation this year. I don't know that it will be enough sufficient. I don't know that it won't. I think we're going to have to let the data lead us on that.
Okay, so again, you know, this is going to be a hot topic as we move all the way through November, but watching inflation, taking a look at those, and again, employment numbers as well, Prashant.
You know, what's funny about that clip is he used a lot of words to say absolutely nothing, right? So the Federal Reserve for years now, literally, has been talking about how inflation was transitory and we just kind of work through it. Any basic economist could look at what they did with the money printing that Mike was referring to in the first segment and realize that we were going to have inflation. Let's talk about some numbers here. For the third consecutive year, more and more Americans are pointing fingers specifically at inflation and at cost of living as their top financial headaches for their families. Those are real things that people are feeling in their pocketbook. This year, 41% of folks are singing the same tune, which is a slight bump up from the 35% number that we saw last year and 32% that we saw in 2022. Okay, so how does this translate to the everyday retiree? Our average client is what we call the millionaire next door, the person who worked for three or four decades, did what they were supposed to do, put 15 to 20% of their paycheck in their retirement account, and saved $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. That's most of the people that come in to visit with us. Well, with all this higher inflation, your plan was maybe to withdraw 4% per year off of your retirement account when you got to retirement. You'd be able to live off that income. But when inflation soars to the 9% number that we saw a couple years ago, or even 7%, or now real inflation being 5% plus, how much more do you have to take out of your portfolio to maintain the same standard of living? And this is why it's so important to understand the risk that you're taking in your portfolio. If you remember that old saying on Wall Street, it was what, guys? It was buy low, sell high, right? The problem is you lose your flexibility when it comes to that buy low, sell high philosophy when you have to start taking out more money through bad markets, right? In order to be successful investing in the market, time is the most important factor. But when you get to retirement, time is just the one thing that you don't have quite as much of. So I love talking about this 4% rule. Mike, I know you feel probably even stronger than I do.
I hate it.
Talk about why the 4% rule maybe is not the way that we need to look at income planning in retirement anymore.
No, Prashant, I absolutely agree. And every time that I'm giving a talk out in the community and when we're doing the educational talks, I tell people, if you walk away from anything from this discussion tonight, throw the 4% rule out the window. And this is why I'm so passionate about it, is because if we go through a market like we had in 2022, where stocks were down around 18-20%, bonds were down even more than that, and you get to the distribution phase of retirement when you need that money, if the market's down 20% and you take out 4%, you've now taken a 24% loss. Those losses are now real. They're not paper losses. And we talked a lot about inflation today. And when you're building your retirement income plan, if your goal is to give yourself a raise every single year in retirement so that you can keep up with inflation and you just lost 24% of your portfolio, what are you going to do the following year? Are you going to take out 4% from a less amount, so now you've actually given yourself a pay decrease? Or are you going to have to play catch up and take out even more than the 4%? So, and that puts you between a rock and a hard place.
So, Mike, one thing I'm curious about, though, because you bring up a point that you don't want to be selling low, but how do we even combat that? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you're giving me a problem. We can't sell at a low point, but what's the solution, right? Like, how do we deal with that?
You got to bucket your money. And this is the most important concept in retirement. You have to have a bucket of money that is safe and secure so that when the market's down, it's not subjected to market losses. And that's where you go get your money. You're using your own money to buy yourself time for the market to recover. So it's not necessarily a percentage that you need to worry about withdrawing in retirement. It's having buckets of money so that you can outlast the downturns in the market.
So with that being said, folks, if you've never considered how to properly bucket your money, if this is a brand new concept, it's probably intriguing to you if you're listening to it. If your advisor hasn't walked you through this yet, if your advisor hasn't yet talked to you about taxes in retirement or how the 4% rule may not be the most sustainable way to retire, you should call in and book one of these totally free appointments with our team of fiduciaries at Elite Income Advisors. You come in to visit with me, with Mike, with Connor, with Oz, Nick. Our team's going to be there to put together this Retire Smart roadmap. We're going to help you optimize your Social Security, help you plan for the threat of rising taxes. We'll make sure that you have an income plan that allows your income to increase in retirement. And most importantly, we'll do that risk analysis and bucketing analysis for you to show how bucketing your money could generate more reliable income in retirement and reduce your overall risk. It does start with that phone call. That phone number, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. The spots go quickly. Have your calendar out in front of you when you make that call. Schedule with our team of operators today.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we're going to talk about potential storms. You've planned well, but look out. Something could be coming your way. We'll talk about it next. Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts are Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell, Elite Income Advisors, where you can find them. Check them out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Again, easy to remember, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Both Prashant and Mike are independent fiduciaries. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We go back and forth on the topics. We have a lot of fun on this show, but it's a very serious subject. It is your retirement. You need to have a plan. You need to be proactive, not reactive. Again, opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors during the course of this show. We'll tell you about those appointments where you leave the checkbook at home as we move through. So, you know, when we get to retirement, we want it to be smooth sailing. You know, there could be some unexpected things, the what-if scenarios we talk about so often. You got to be pretty, I mean, you got to understand that there's going to be some rocky times. But if you plan for it, you'll be ready for it. So what do you need to plan for? What are some of the things that you know are going to be out there? Even though the seas are calm, the storm could come up. So Prashant, market volatility. I mean, we talk about the stock market. That's what it is. It's a roller coaster.
Sure is, yeah. And with the way that information is exchanged and how the market actually trades today, One little piece of news, one tweet can change the market in a matter of seconds, right? And we've actually seen that a lot when the Federal Reserve schedules these press conferences. The market will be up and then Chairman Powell will say something and you'll immediately see the market shoot down or vice versa. So even the best laid plans can get derailed by market volatility. I think the one thing that is a certainty through retirement is that we are going to have market volatility. That is totally normal. So I think it's important to bucket your money, to have diversification, asset allocation, proper reviews of your portfolio on an ongoing basis can really help kind of reduce the impact of market fluctuation. Don't discount the importance of having an emergency fund as well. When markets go down, we don't want you selling low. And so having an emergency fund allows you to generate the income you need for a limited period of time while you let the market recover. We talk about that concept all the time.
We are hitting, again, some things you need to be aware of as you are cruising towards your retirement. If you're sailing and you head out onto the calm seas, everything's it's nice, right? You're going to enjoy the day. But if a storm comes up, how are you going to handle it? Same thing goes for retirement planning. There are going to be some things that come your way that you need to make sure that you are you're planning for in advance. So the market's going to be volatile. You got to be aware of that. This next one, the fact that you can tell a potential client when they come in that you might have more years in retirement than you actually work, Mike. I mean, the longevity risk is there. So you got to plan for it. You got to have money for it.
Yeah, so there's another question that I ask everybody that attends one of our educational seminars. And I ask this, and I love asking this question. I said, how many people in the audience tonight have worked for their current employer for 30 or more years? Inevitably, I'll get one or two people, maybe three people that raise their hand. I say, okay, if I asked that question 30 years ago, how many people's hands would go up in the audience? And everybody goes, just about everybody. And the reason being is because we had pension plans. People didn't leave their companies. So it used to be, you didn't live as long, and your employer guaranteed your retirement. Now we're in a situation where people are living longer, and the employees have to guarantee their retirement through 401ks, TSPs, 457s, IRAs, etc. So longevity risk is something that you really have to look at. So let's take a look at what life expectancy is right now. If you make it to age 65, males, your life expectancy is 83. Females, your life expectancy is 86. If both you and your spouse make it to 65, there is a 50-50 chance that one of the two of you will make it to age 90. So now we're going to have retirements where we have to guarantee it ourselves, and it could be 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And you really need to plan for that and make sure, as Prashant was just talking about, bucketing of money so you can survive the downturns in the market and have that bucket of money where you can go and you can draw down from that's not subjected to market risk. Otherwise, if you're using that bad 4% rule that we've already, you know, told you the issues with that on there, you could subject yourself to legislative risk. You could subject yourself to sequence of return risk, and you have to plan against all those different things.
Well, we're talking about some rough spots you could encounter. This next one, Prashant, it's going to be there the entire time that you're in retirement. That's inflation in some form or fashion. Maybe that number comes down, but the prices don't come down. I mean, you're really going to have the extra to, you know, get to retirement and through retirement.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think a lot of people kind of misunderstand inflation. They oftentimes think that when the inflation numbers go down, it means prices go down. And that's not what it is. It just means that prices go up at a slower rate, right? They very rarely end up coming down. So we have to be aware of that. But to make it really simple, here's our philosophy as a planning team with our clients, okay? While you're working, your financial life is really just a function of what we call money in and money out, right? Your income comes in, expenses go out, and you try to save as much as you can somewhere along the way. When you retire, that doesn't change. It's still very much so about the income that comes in and the expenses that go out. But what changes is where that income actually comes from. If it's not coming from a paycheck, it's got to come from somewhere else, whether it's a pension, 401k, TSP, dividends, real estate, whatever that income's coming from, you got to make sure that it's enough to support your lifestyle and retirement. But more importantly, you got to make sure that that income actually increases each and every year. And one of the biggest fatal flaws that we see for pre-retirees is that they forget to make sure that their income increases year over year over year in retirement. So important, and that can be a total retirement killer if you don't address it ahead of time.
Yeah, have that roadmap put together. Again, when you think about it, if you are having these discussions well out before you get to retirement, you're going to be prepared for it. And that's what we talk about. We talk about being proactive, being ahead of the game. And these are little things that can turn into really big things on your path to retirement. The next one, a lot of people don't think about it, but the prices are going up. We talked about inflation, but what about healthcare, Mike? I mean, this is something where, you know, the numbers are kind of staggering. We've been talking about all the different studies that have been done over the last 5-6 years on how the average couple is going to spend over $300,000 on healthcare, and we're not talking about long-term care, but those prices keep going up.
Yeah, so healthcare has significantly outpaced inflation if you look at the cost of healthcare over the years. And so you need to make sure that you're building that into your budget. And something that we didn't talk about in the last segment when we were looking at Social Security and Medicare and the funding of those. So Prashant, they've moved the full retirement age on Social Security back. At what point do they start looking at moving the Medicare age back past 65? And it's something that you need to start planning for, and it may happen. So you have to take a look at where your health care is going to come from. And just what you said, Morgan, as well, too, long-term care. That is something that you have to have a plan for. It's near and dear to my heart. My grandparents had a long-term care event. Prashant, I know that your family went through a long-term care event as well. And when you look at retirement planning, if you're not planning for that, it could really, really affect the quality of your retirement. So healthcare is something that has to be a part of everybody's budget in retirement.
Again, just talking about some of the snags that are out there on your way to and through retirement, things you need to be aware of. I mean, the market's going to be volatile, need to plan for it. You're going to live a little bit longer, most likely. Longevity risk is in there, got to be able to pay for it. Inflation, we've talked about. Healthcare expenses, we just talked about. And Prashant, we'll throw this one at you. I mean, taxes. I mean, that number is out there. There are a lot of tax-deferred retirement accounts, and you're heading off into retirement. So you really have to be aware of what the tax man's going to come get.
Absolutely. I mean, we were always told put your money away in the tax deferred accounts, right? The 401k, the IRA, the thrift savings plan if you're with the federal government. And the idea there is you get the tax deduction while you're working to lower your taxable income. And then when you get to retirement, you're in a lower tax bracket, so you can pull that money out in a more tax preferential type of way. But what we're finding is our clients are starting to end up in a higher tax bracket in retirement than they ever were while they were working, both because of things like required minimum distributions, RMDs, as well as, you know, the threat of political risk, rising tax rates, the national debt. All this stuff is really important to be able to plan for. Timing your Social Security is really important as a part of your overall income plan as well, and the taxes owed on Social Security. So a lot of moving parts to financial planning. Every financial decision that you make actually impacts some other part of your financial plan in some way. Taxes have an impact on Medicare. Income has an impact on tax, obviously. Your investments have an impact on your taxes and Medicare as well. So it's all very much coordinated. If you don't have that coordinated roadmap in place, pick up the phone and give us a call. That phone number, folks, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. When you come in to visit with us, you leave the checkbook at home. You're not agreeing to become a client. You're not obligated to conduct any business with us. But what you are doing is you're getting exactly what you need, a Retire Smart roadmap to help map out the rest of your life to make your retirement as fulfilling as possible.
Coming up on the program, remember, it's an opportunity for you to talk about your retirement situations. Grab an appointment at any time, 800-653-8404. We have retirement scenarios, and I've got a couple of retirement smarty pants as hosts of this show, and they're going to be able to tell you all about it when we return. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. You can find them both at Elite Income Advisors. They're headquartered in Ellicott City, but also an office in Annapolis. And it's always about retirement planning here on the show. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Both are independent fiduciaries, and it's all about having the plan, being ready for retirement, not showing up at retirement's door with a portfolio and go, now what? No, you need to have a plan because a lot goes into it. So in the scenario portion, I'll throw the scenario. We'll see what the gentlemen come up with. And again, you may have something going on with your retirement situation that's similar to these scenarios, but it's not exactly. So make sure you have a customized retirement plan. The opportunity to get on the calendar, again, with Elite Income Advisors is ongoing during the course of this show. And all you've got to do is call the number 800-653-8404, and you can grab one of those Retire Smart roadmaps, get to know the crew as well. All right, first scenario, Prashant, there's a lot of confusion about inherited IRAs and when RMDs have to come out. The main theme has been when and how often do I have to take them out, all at once or over the next 10 years?
Yeah, so believe it or not, the old rule on inherited IRAs allowed a beneficiary of a retirement account, by the way, a non-spouse beneficiary, I should say, it allowed that person to stretch the tax liability of that IRA out over the course of their entire lifetime. So hypothetically, if I passed away, left it to my kid, and my kid was 30 years old, they could potentially spread the tax hit out on my IRA over 50 years if they live to be 80 years old. So obviously, that was a really, really nice benefit. So nice that the IRS said, we got to get rid of that, right? So now the new rule is just 10 years, okay? So this actually happened. This is a real life example, happened to one of our existing clients. He inherited $1.2 million from mom. And this guy is what I call a triple dipper, right? So that means he's got a military pension, he's got a federal pension, because he did federal service, and then he's still working at the same time. And he actually works really good job, makes about $185,000. So total income for him is about $250,000 plus each and every year. Pretty sweet. But then he inherits this $1.2 million, the majority of which was IRAs. $800,000 of that $1.2 was in IRAs. And now over the next 10 years, he's got to distribute that $800,000 back to himself. And more importantly, it all counts as income when he takes it out, which means his tax bracket's likely to go up when he makes the withdrawal. His Medicare premiums are likely to go up because his income went up. The tax that he owes on his Social Security is likely to go up. Huge, huge domino effect by inheriting this money. So while it is a blessing that he inherited quite a bit of money, it creates another tax headache for him. So now his question to us is, how do I make sure that this doesn't happen to my kids? He did a really good job saving before the inheritance. He already has about $2 million in IRAs, and now he's going to leave it to his kids, and he wants to make sure that they don't incur the same tax burden that he incurs. And that's what good planning can do, is help you avoid those types of detrimental tax scenarios.
Hey, Prashant, do you think it's fair to say that IRAs are some of the worst money that you can leave to your heirs?
Without question, Mike, without question, every single last penny of that money counts as income and is fully taxable. You got to figure out another way.
Yeah.
And the other thing go ahead, Morgan.
I was just going to say, it all comes down to planning.
Yep. I said the other thing that people have to realize is generally when they leave that money to their kids as well, or it may not necessarily be your kids, but whoever your heirs are, they're generally in their working years. So their tax bracket could be even higher than yours, which makes you're going to pay even more taxes out of that account.
So important to have that roadmap. And again, if you have an inheritance coming your way, consider what's going to happen, not only for you, but also your heirs as you move it on down the line. All right, the next scenario, we'll throw this one at Mike, and we'll stay with the RMDs. Another common question, if I have multiple IRAs, how should I take my RMDs, from just one, or do I take some from all?
Well, I think this goes back to the bucketing of money question. So when you get close to retirement, you want to make sure that all your retirement accounts are titled in the same way. And what I mean by that is not having a 401k, an IRA, and a TSP, you want to make sure that they're all titled, say, in IRAs, because that way you can aggregate your RMD and take out of just one. So if you're bucketing your money and you have that safe and secure bucket that Prashant, myself, and the rest of our advisors always talk about, you can take it out in a down market. You could take it out of that safe and secure bucket, and that will take care of your RMD for the year. So the answer is yes, you may want to take it out of just one of your IRAs. It depends upon how your plan was put together. But whenever we're working with our clients and I'm sitting down and meeting someone, generally speaking, they're going to have multiple IRAs, and that way they have that bucketing of money. They can basically buy their time for the downturns in the market.
Important to have your questions answered. And again, we get into these scenarios. You're going to have your own set of questions. The opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors and get your very own Retire Smart roadmap put together for you, it's ongoing. All you got to do is call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Mike, sticking with you, annuities. A lot of people want to talk about them. A lot of people are scared of them. So let's get to this one. And this one stuck out. When people are asking about an annuity that covers both spouses, is that an option and is it a good idea?
I think annuities is one of those words where there's no middle ground with it. When people come in and we talk to them about annuities, they either love them or they hate them. Have you ever had anybody sit down and meet with you, Prashant, and they go, I don't know about annuities? I feel like it's either one extreme or the other when it comes to annuities. And what people need to understand is that I don't personally love or hate annuities, but what I do is I love what they can do. So as part of the financial planning process, what you have to realize is there's multiple different types of annuities. Some are built for growth, where you're actually looking at how much can we grow this safely without market downturns. Some are built for guaranteed rates of return. Think of them as long-term CDs. Some are built to give you a guaranteed income. So as we talked about on an earlier segment today, the days of the pension aren't over. You can use annuities to recreate your own personal pension. In addition, just like when people have pensions at work, sometimes there's a survivorship option where they could choose 50% to go to their spouse if something happens to them, 100%. You can also do that through annuities where that guaranteed pension does cover both spouses. So there's no cookie cutter answer to this. It depends upon your own personalized income plan.
Yeah, Mike, I think these annuities in this day and age are so different than the annuities of 20 or 30 years ago, right? Like it used to be you write a check to a big, strong insurance company, they start paying you an income, but then when you pass away, the insurance company kept all the money, right? Like the annuities that exist today, folks, are not like that. Okay, they can be like that if you're in the wrong type, but the annuities of this day and age afford you so much flexibility to still maintain control of your money and have that guaranteed income. Now, as a general rule of thumb, you never want to have all your eggs in any one basket. And so, you know, I think that when you hear the annuity horror stories, it's most of the time because their advisor did something kind of irresponsible. They put too much of a client's money in an annuity. The way we look at annuities is we want the least amount of a client's money possible in annuities, if any at all, to accomplish their income goals. Once we do that, we don't really need to use annuities, right? I love what you said, Mike. I don't really love them or hate them, but I love what they can do for the right type of person.
Yeah.
If you listen to this as well, I think the other thing you need to take a look at, and Prashant, to your point, they're not the same as 20 or 30 years ago, is the fees in some of those old annuities, which really gave people a bad taste in their mouth. And so it's always good to check on that annuity because the ones of today, the fees are significantly lower.
Important to get the information. And again, the annuity, get educated on it. And there could be an annuity out there that could be a good fit for your portfolio. And it all starts with that kind of Q&A when you sit down with Elite Income Advisors. If you've got annuity questions, they can certainly answer them. Final scenario, we'll hit it really quick. Here it is. 401ks. People are wondering, Prashant, this to you, if the match contributed to an employer counts toward the maximum that you can contribute to a 401k.
So a lot of confusion on this, actually, surprisingly. The answer is no. The match does not count towards the total. So 401k contribution limits for 2024, $23,000 for employees. But if you're over the age of 50 or older, I should say, you could actually put in an extra $7,500 as a catch-up contribution. Just allows you the opportunity to save a little bit more as you get closer and closer to retirement. So you can raise your employee contribution up to $30,500 if you're over the age of 50. And on top of that, you can capture the employer's match. Great way to really turn the gas on and save as much as you possibly can as you head for retirement. And if you need help with that, we can run compound interest calculators and kind of show you how additional savings will impact your ability to grow a bigger nest egg in retirement. So if you're unsure about these things, folks, this will be our last opportunity for today's show to pick up the phone and get one of those free appointments with our team at Elite Income Advisors. Phone number, again, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Come in, visit with our team, have that confidential conversation with us, and allow us to put together that Retire Smart roadmap. It's going to give you everything that you need to hopefully feel as secure and as comfortable as possible with your retirement plan, including a lifetime income plan, Social Security optimization report, risk analysis, customized bucketing analysis, and even a tax analysis to show what kind of hidden tax debt is built in to your retirement portfolio. That phone number, again, 800-653-8404. Offices conveniently located in Annapolis and our headquarters in Ellicott City, Maryland.
Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. For Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell, I'm Morgan Patrick. We will see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.